randomly introduce ourselves and talk.
Just worship.
Yes. All right. Now the man. I'm just really excited to kind of just share, both of us just share some different things that we've learned or experienced, some definitely in some practical ways, especially if you're like a new songwriter, if you've been writing for a long time. Any guys like have been writing for a long, long time? Anybody just like, I just want to start writing? And awesome. So we're going to touch on a bunch of different things. Very excited. I'm Laren Gables. I'm the worship director at New Life Church in Virginia Beach. And this is...
Jeremy.
Perico. Been a part of New Life for a long time. Not as long as David Solomon, but almost. I've been part of One Focus Network. We've been living in London the last 6 years. Before that, lived in Turkey. And I think my passion on songwriting, I've written a few things, but my real passion is actually to be a midwife to people like you. Like, you've got the song of the Lord, and how can I, like a midwife, those of you who've been through real labor, how can you help push and encourage? And I think some of that might be something God might do amongst one another even today, just come into the session.
Yes.
Do you want me to kick it off?
Yes, sir.
So I think I'm going to talk for a few minutes, Laren's going to talk for a few minutes, and then we're going to do some stuff together.
Yes.
That's the format. It's the afternoon, so I guess I won't expect an amen. There is coffee available, and feel free to walk and grab some. I mean, picking up from a little bit of what Nikki said today, I think one of the things that's been challenging me is this whole like global sound, and it's amazing. I love it. I'm gonna be at an event in San Diego in a couple days, actually, that'll have these mega worship leaders who write these anthems that we're all singing. And I want to be there. I want to experience what God has. And these are songs that aren't just being sung by white people or black people. These are songs that are truly touching the globe. And so on one sense, I want to caveat everything I say in the next 5 minutes, by saying, like, there are some epic worship songs out there that we should sing, that we should rearrange, that we should share within our communities. But when I look at that picture of heaven that I just saw from Nikki, she opened that up a little bit at the very beginning, she's given this picture of all the nations coming to Mount Zion to worship Jesus, right? And the Bible talks about they bring the gifts of the nations. And my guess today, that if all of our churches here would kind of bring that gift, if we were talking it was food, it'd be kind of McDonald's.
Come on.
McDonald's, if you've traveled, it's everywhere. Starbucks might be a better analogy for some of you. Like, I'll use Starbucks today. We won't smash on McDonald's. But Starbucks, you're going to get the same burnt flavor in Beijing. That's why they do it. You're going to get the same over-roasted flavor in Beijing and Istanbul. You know why they do? Because they can monitor the consistency. They know it's going to work. They know that he's going to like his triple venti raspberry white chocolate mocha with burnt coffee. Because it really tastes the same. And that's a magical feat to be able to do that. It takes a lot of resources. That takes them shipping water. That takes them shipping their beans and their flavors. But then you're sitting there at a place like London or Joburg, South Africa, or Northern Iraq, where you've got gorgeous, locally sourced coffee. Chateau Boche. It's handcrafted. That's a little kojic, if any of that. Just a little. After that session, I can embrace more of myself. No, I'm serious. I'll be quick. That means I'm long. but the local ingredients are being used. And I think one of the things that our congregations, our pastors, us as songwriters, like, it really works pretty well to go into any church and sing "I'll Raise a Hallelujah." Really. It works. It's great. It's passionate. People know it. It works when you watch it on YouTube and with 50,000 people screaming it at a stadium at a Bethel conference. Or it works with 100 people in your congregation. Like, It's a great song. It's awesome. It's powerful. It's something God, through the Spirit, is speaking today. But it's not the local sounds, the local stories, the sound of your zip code that God is birthing inside of you. Now, it might resonate with that. It might echo with that. It might cause you to think about, family members dealing with cancer and needing to raise a hallelujah. But it won't be the exact sound that you're doing. The other is it doesn't reflect the musical styles. Now in some ways, it's popular music because it's popular. Everybody listens to pop music. But then in a sense, no one does that make sense? So my passion to see is I grew up in Midwest America, mostly white church, but then would sneak to northern Indianapolis to go to church.
Yeah.
And play saxophone, and that became so much of my identity. I mean, again, I didn't know the culture, I wasn't from that culture, but I was a saxophone player and could flow a little bit, and so that becomes part of my flavor. When I went to New Life, I was like, oh, that's because all my friends wore skinny jeans and played guitar. I'm like, okay, I like that, that's part of me, but also this is part of my sound growing up as a teenager. And so sometimes when I sit and lead worship, it's Pentecostal. It's not as cool as you. It's more of praise. No, actually. But those are part of our sounds and part of our story. And you can look at someone who's African American and say, oh, well, you must listen to traditional gospel. And no, I really love classical music. Or you can look at white teenage girls. I really love hip hop. And give me more Lecrae. And in some sense, we can't define our love for music based on our culture.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've got a good Latino friend that hates mariachi, and gets totally offended if you say, well, it's new mariachi. On one sense, we can't do that. On the other is that there are aspects of our culture that need to be expressed in our songs in our local environment. And so my prayer is that there would be some chicken tikka masala and some jerk chicken, in addition to a good burger and fries, in addition to Swiss chocolate, as we come to that place of the mountain of the Lord and the end of the age. There's going to be a little bit, and there'll be some really nice coffee, and there'll be a redeemed Starbucks that goes back to Seattle and remembers the whole redemption of everything. So for me today, what I want us to start to think about, and we'll get practical there, and I'll help us a little bit on that, is what's in my kitchen? Musically, this is songwriting, so think about that. I mean, think about that for a minute. What's in your kitchen? Well, that analogy means, what resources do you have? That could be in the church. That could be, I got a guy who plays acoustic guitar really well, or I've written a couple songs that we did this with them, or we've got some poets in the congregation that never get drawn on. So think about what are the ingredients? And that also includes, what are the styles of music? What are people listening to in your town? I mean, my hometown, it was country music, actually. That's super popular. Where is that sound within the modern worship movement?
Come on.
Same thing, again, in white Midwestern America, hip-hop was huge in the 90s, probably still is, but where are some of those sounds, and how can they be expressed in corporate worship? So what's in your kitchen, not what's in Bethel's kitchen, or what's in Big House's kitchen, or what's in Grace Church's kitchen, but actually what's in your kitchen. And it may be different. You may literally have white toast, white bread, and a little bit of peanut butter. And that's what you do to put together this musical feast that you're going to serve. That's it. That's what you've got right now. And you learn to do. You learn to do that. You learn to use that. You learn to grow those skills.
So I just want to talk about three different things, different types of songs that you can write. Next thing is places to find content. Songs, and then the last thing I want to talk about is collaboration. So first thing, you say types of songs, what are just types of songs, that we do in church, or use in church, or just in the Christian world? What types of songs? And don't say praise and worship. Can you give me a little bit more specific? You say what?
Hymns.
Prophetic.
Prophetic songs?
Anthems.
Anthems? Anything else?
Contemplative
songs? Because usually, more often, you hear like vertical and non-vertical. I think those are kind of categories we kind of put all worship songs. But like I said, we do have the declarative. We can have encouraging songs. Like I'm writing a song to encourage those around me, right?
Intercession.
I put altar call songs, thematic songs, like songs about communion, songs when we're doing baptism. So there's all these different types of songs that we just kind of think vertical and not vertical. So when you're thinking about songwriting, think about all the different types of songs. I'm a songwriter, I like to be intentional, like this is what I'm going to do. Some people go, I just need inspiration and I only write when I get to inspiration, that works too. But you can be intentional. Like, I want to write a song for this situation, or in my church we need something. Like, there's nothing quite out there that kind of fits this moment, but I know we need something for this moment. And rather than just, I'm just going to wait until inspiration hits me, like, you can be intentional.
Yeah.
I wrote a song. I said, one day I was like, Lord, I want to write an altar call song. And then he just started, like, he gave me a scripture. He didn't give me the song. He gave me different scriptures. And as I'm reading and meditating on the scripture, then it's like, okay. So you can be intentional with your songwriting. Not saying one's better than the other, and there's definitely inspiration moments. But don't neglect the intentionality of your songwriting, just waiting for inspirational moments. Does that make sense? Second thing, places to find content. So, where, if I'm writing a song, where do you get your content in general? Just
experience.
Bible?
Experience.
Sermons?
Dreams. Books.
What'd you say?
Books.
Inspiration. Revelation.
Revelation.
Just life.
Yeah. So one thing I want you to think about when talking about places to find content, definitely scripture. No question on that one. But if I'm trying to birth a local sound, one great place to find it is, you said sermons. If I'm trying to birth the sound in the church, what better way to get content from the word that's going forth in the church? Let me write a song that coincides with that word that's going for. A lot of the songs that I write is I'm sitting there taking notes during the sermon and he says something, I'm like, ooh, let me just catalog that line, I'm gonna take that line and I'm gonna come back to it. Or, ooh, that scripture, it struck me. All right, let me write that down, I'll come back to it. Or right in the middle of service, I'm like, I'm supposed to be paying attention, but I'm like, oh, wait, that's good, definitely. Great place to find content is, especially for your local sound. And I would say to a little bit less experience when you're local sound, because if you're talking about your experience, a lot of that's just you. And you may not always be the best reflection of your congregation. And then there's times the Lord gives you songs for you, for a particular moment, and you're like, oh, the whole world needs this song. And God was like, look, we was dealing with you on this one. But you're like, oh, this needs to go to the nations. And he's like, we were having a moment here. But so sometimes you try to take that personal experience, and sometimes it works in the local body, but then sometimes it's just for you. So another place to get content for your local sound is talking to people in the congregation.
Yeah.
Like, what are people dealing with? What's going on in the congregation? What are some of the prayer requests in the congregation? What are some of the needs of the people in the church? And then that becomes content for a song birthed out of your house.
Yeah.
Or even what's going on in your community. I can say in Virginia Beach, in the last few weeks, there were several suicides on one of the military bases, one of the military ships. And then we had a family in the church who one of the kids committed suicide. So it's like, there's something happening right now where we might need a song of hope. We might need a song of peace. We might need a song, and it might not be raise a hallelujah, it might work, but we might need something a little bit more personal. But if I have those conversations with people and I know what's going on, then I can write a song that it's a little bit more intimate, because it's not just, it's, hey, we're using our church's story.
Yeah.
We're looking, using the story of those in the church or in our community, especially if we're trying to reach our community. Hey, I have a song of hope for our community, not just our church. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to move fast, because we're going to try to write a song, right? Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, next one, collaboration. This one's hard, because creative people are very sensitive.
No, we're not.
Don't touch my song. That's how God gave it to me. Don't tweak it. The Lord gave it to me in a dream, and this is how it has to go now, henceforth, and forever. And if you want to change that, that's not it. It's because it's part of us. We're writing the songs like, I'm giving my heart, I'm giving of my soul. So I get it. But if we're going for this multicultural, this multi-ethnic, we're going for the sound of the house, again, it can't just be me. There's a beauty in collaboration that you just don't always get by yourself. I'm used to this style of music. I want to write a song with Jeremy. He's going to bring something that I might not have been exposed to. He might bring ideas or concepts or melodic things or rhythmic things that, based on what I listen to and what I like, I'm kind of limited. And what will happen is you'll start to write based on what you listen to. So if I only listen to this, all of my music is going to sound like this. But if I start doing those collaborations, now I got a little bit of this happening, a little bit of your feel, a little bit of this, a little bit of this. It's a beautiful thing, but again, I know it's hard because don't touch my song. It was awesome. Before I showed it to you, it will be. But another good part, reason for collaboration, is to make sure your message is being conveyed. You might write it and think it's great. Everyone should get this song. And I've done that. I have a group of people, when I write songs, I'm like, hey, listen to it, tell me what you think. And my parents were one of my first people. Mom, like, what does this line mean? I don't understand. I don't understand. My dad was always, nah, change this. Now put my name on the song. Put my name on it. Stop it. I want some words. Put my name on it because I changed. But again, so if it's not just about you, it's like, I want to make sure this is coming across. It's good to, hey, let me bounce this off with somebody else. Because I know what I'm trying to say, but that doesn't mean I'm always communicating it the best way possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Another thing I do is I'll write a song. So how many of you are like lyricists? Like I write lyrics. How many, like I do music, I do melody. That's another great collaboration. I don't do music. Go find a musician. Lock up. I don't do both. Awesome. So I'm a musician first. I do sing and do all that stuff, but I'm a musician first. So I'll write a melody and then I'll take it to a singer and they're like, well, I wouldn't sing it like that. Like it, or phrasing-wise, that kind of doesn't make sense. Or so now you're thinking, like, if my congregation is actually singing this song, is it weird? Or I think it's great, because, you know, I wrote it, so it's definitely great. But no, I'm saying, so there's a blessing, and there's a growth, and there's a stretching, and there's a development that happens in collaboration. So definitely a beautiful thing. I want to encourage you to do that. And even with that, with the collaboration and just working with one another, sometimes we try to force things with our songwriting. You know, nowadays a song has to have a verse, a pre-chorus, another verse, maybe an extra pre-chorus. There's some interludes in there, or chorus. Then we got the instrumental before the bridge. And then we got the bridge.
With the O's, the instrumental before the bridge, with the O's.
With the O's, right? Then we got the bridge. And then there might be instrumental after the bridge. So now this is your format for every song you try to write. Not necessary. So you might have a song, I got two verses and a chorus. Oh, but I need a bridge. I need a pre-chorus. You might not. And the beautiful thing is like your song, especially if you're writing in your church, you can write it, you do it in the church, and you're like, okay, I might need to add a little bit more. Like, you can come back to it. It's not like I wrote it and written in stone, don't touch it. Like, you can revisit it. You can say, okay, I might need this. Or, you know what, there's too many words. Might need to take some of that out. But, like, it's, we kind of get stuck. It has to, and then we get more in mimic mode than creative mode. And it's amazing. We know the creator, but we want to mimic his creation. Which there's moments where it's like, hey, but if I go right to the creator for my creativity, why just mimic? If I go right to the source, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, and there's a beauty in, hey, you did. I can learn from you. You did great. I like it. I like what you did. But we have access to the creator.
Yeah.
Who can give you melodies, who can give you songs, who can give you exactly what you need for this moment, for your church, for your congregation, for your community. So don't get stuck on, I need it to sound like this group that I really like, or this group that I really like. God, what sound do you want to come forth? Mm-hmm. What's going to have the greatest impact on the people I'm ministering? And get it right from them.
It's really good. I think some of that, too, is just, If you're just getting started, or if you're not very good, and it's okay to say that, like, my songs aren't very, to not compare yourself, even as a church, if you're a worship pastor and your team's just starting, to not compare yourself to other movements, other people. It's really hard, because it's music, it's what we do, we analyze and compare it intuitively, but like, Hillsong's been writing for 30 or 40 years. 30 or 40 years they've been pioneering, you know, people like Jonathan Helser has been writing for 20 or 30 years. Like, does that make sense? Like, oh, and this is my first song. Like, to not, I was sharing that a little bit this morning, but to be realistic, that this is my first song. Or, again, if it's you're the worship leader and you have written a few songs, this is Jacob's first song. And it's, again, like a kid's first drawing or first recital or first ballet. No, you're gonna do it. I'm gonna call it out. So no, but to be realistic, but then also grow, get better. I mean, this is not just songwriting, but all musicianship. Like, yes, God gives gifts, God gives creativity, but He expects us to just sit there. No, you remember the story of the talents? The guy that just sat there. He got thrown out with the weeping and gnashing teeth. The other guy got more and more. You got to work it. And that's helped me in living in London around three or four real songwriters. I mean, they literally spend 3 to 4 hours a day crafting, and every other weekend going away, and they write songs. And a couple of them have been really good. And then you have some other movements that they play 3 chords and spontaneously sing a song, and it goes viral and global. So, I mean, there is a balance in that, too. But at the same time, to not compare. This is your sound. This is your song. And so the other thing on the collaboration, just to add, is to actually set some regular times to do that. If you're feeling like, you know, I've been writing on my own for a while, but I'd love to see this in my community, to set 2 weekends, to set a weekend in September, where you come together and bounce some ideas a Saturday, and then set another one in April or July, and to come back to that. And I think that's a place where a lot of that, I mean, that's so practical, and for charismatics, it's really hard to do, but actually put those in your calendar, and make sure people show up to that, and begin to write together, and learn together, and grow together, and David brings this, Ian brings this, like, to push off. Couple more things before we start. I printed out a couple super duper practical. Would you, since I've made fun of you, would you?
Yeah, thanks.
And I'd love to throw this. We're talking today about congregational song, worship song. It doesn't mean don't please write lots of other stuff. It's great. I mean, you, Ian's got projects that are not for us to sing on a Sunday, right? Yeah. And the church needs more of that. We need more Christian music, or in the best sense, music written by followers of Jesus, that's a better way to say it. Music written by the followers of Jesus out there. We do need more of that. Well, today we're really talking about congregational song, worship song. Is that cool? We want you to do the other stuff. Please, please, please do it. I wrote a few purposes. We won't go through all this. Some of the stuff at the bottom are really just for you to think about if you need, you know, a refresher. But the first few things I do want us to think about, the purpose. Most of the songs we write and have been written are out of a personal, devotional experience with God. That's awesome. It's really powerful. But that's not the only way the church has used song in the past. In fact, kind of the second, third thing I have done, song in the church has been used to teach, actually. More, if you look at 2,000 years of Christian music, worship song, it's often been more about teaching scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know that one?
Yes.
And his
righteousness, and all his things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
If you're super white, you could actually sing the death chant that goes,
alleluia.
Maybe not just white people, too. Yeah. Sorry. Forgive me. Yes, I'm sure the author, there was a personal experience, but that's just scripture. That's the Bible. That's to teach people. And often now we've taken, as worship artists, taken the songs like that and just said, oh, those are kids' songs. We want to teach kids scripture. Well, our communities need to know God's word. Actually, there's lower biblical literacy today than ever before. We've got more Bibles. You got Bible apps. With every type of scripture, we got Passion Translation, we got Eugene Peterson, we got NAS, but people don't know the Bible. And so this is a chance for you, particularly the Psalms, and in my session earlier, we looked at some of the New Testament hymns. The stuff happens early in Luke when Mary sings and others. These are some great passages, Revelation, that we can draw out and just simply sing scripture, and that teaches us about God, who God is, in addition to wild expression of what God's doing in our heart, but also to maybe challenge us. Again, maybe singing a song, if there's someone in your congregation that plays a little different style, that has a different flavor, you're not going to jump up and down and scream and dance. You're going to think, do I like this? There's a little bit what Nikki was saying, like playing the music of the other. Someone, do you like that? But by sharing those songs, you think, oh, this doesn't make me jump and dance. It makes me understand some of your story and what God's doing in your heart, And so that actually forms us into community, right? Copying, pasting, raise a hallelujah into your context doesn't form us into a, it does a little bit, but it doesn't form us into a local expression. It takes something that we already kind of like and agree on, sort of, but the local expression can really, really cool. I'll skip those. Next, what makes a good worship song? Again, worship song, not other songs, but good theology. That doesn't, mean you have to sing doctrine. You can, and actually some churches that might be really helpful, but not looking at anyone. Again, scripture, but who is God, triune God, Father, Son, Spirit? Like, you were talking about baptism and altar call and ministry, like theology for the moment. Again, often a lot of our songs are written for that 30-minute or 20-minute or 2-hour worship set, which is adoration and invocation, but there's other parts of the service. A church in Orlando, Florida, very multicultural, they did a greeting song. It's awesome. I mean, some of you may know, we're glad to see you here. We're going to have a good time. I mean, and they sang it every week. And it was in that church, it was slightly less awkward than fist bump and greet someone. Like, people were singing, dancing. I've heard people, we are family. Like, for that time, for the greeting time. So you could add what would be known in the old days as liturgical music, but a song for baptism, a song for communion, a song for if a baby's dedicated. Like, you can write out of your own experience, but you can also write out of the corporate experience of weekly worship. Lyrics and the music, we heard that today. And also, I want to add context. what, and this is when we get really local, what works at Big House might not work earlier that morning in the same building again with New Life, or what works in Pennsylvania might not work when we're looking really local. Again, look at your, if you have kids or family, like if my kids sing something, I might be in tears. I might be on the ground, like, just, I could do it now, like, I love you, Daddy, I love you, or give a card. If I bring that in front of 20,000 people and put it on the overhead projector, you're not, that context is different. If I added my story, then I might get a few tears. But recognize your local context is different. And that's why some songs work really good in some settings, and some songs really crush it in a stadium or a conference with 5,000 people, and they're rubbish in a group of three or four or five. I watch YouTube, and you can see, like, Martin Smith's dancing, you know, some song about dancing in this tiny church of, like, three people. You know, it doesn't always translate. So think about that in your own song. Context also is this for a prayer service? Is this just for my family to sing at the dinner table? And that's cool. Not every song has to make you a lot of money or make you popular. Some songs can actually be for God.
Yeah.
For your brother, sister, give a song. I've got a friend who does this so well, like, gifts a song to people, to individuals. And again, you don't have to be an amazing songwriter for that to have deep, deep meaning. And so again, think about that context. Why are you writing? What are you writing for? Who, what communities is? Loads of ideas on qualities of a successful quote unquote song that might help some of you that are just getting into things. But that's something you can read over later.
So you're
gonna
write some?
Yeah.
So I have a question. So is there any phrases? We gotta write them down. So over the past, so we're gonna write something from this weekend so far. We're gonna start to write something.
We will not have the Mega Mass Choir singing at the last session of this.
Yes.
I don't think.
Like, if you just look back to your notes from any section, was there a phrase or a couple phrases that kind of like, I think, oh, this is what we need to enforce this through, reinforce this through song?
Reinforce it.
Yes. Reinforce through song, or just like, what? This, I can. We can sing this. There's any thoughts?
Yeah.
Unity.
Unity? I was gonna put it up
there
on.
Is this?
This is like.
Oh,
a troll. I think I
write
on the wall.
Yeah,
the
chalk wall.
My penmanship is.
Mine's too, but I just want to write on the wall.
If mine's
no.
so
you said unity?
Unity.
Yeah. Come on.
That's it.
Come on, Larry.
What?
She's a teacher, you know.
Was I supposed to write it bigger or something?
No.
No.
You said it was bad.
No.
Oh, no, my teacher writing is different than my regular writing.
We had one in the back, yeah.
Nikki quoted Revelation 7, I looked.
Yeah. Every nation, every tribe, worshiping
yes,
the Lamb.
Every
nation, they will know. Sorry.
Well, yeah.
Every nation, would say tribe.
That sounds good.
Every nation,
every
tribe, and they were worshiping the Lamb.
Did it say tongue, or am I making up a different
thing?
Does that one say tongue? Does that one say tongue? Okay.
Maybe.
Worship the Lamb. And these are just ideas. These are ideas that, yes.
Bread that is not broken cannot be shared.
Might have to put a separate idea.
Yeah, it might be. Just, yeah.
I'm just put
bread
that
is broken.
This is these more unity. This might be a separate idea.
Bread that is broken.
You said what?
Bread that is not broken cannot be shared.
Just a caveat, this song will be public domain unless Chris Tomlin picks it up, and then we're splitting
then
the royalties. so or Upper Room does it on their YouTube, which is incentivized by advertisements. 4.2 million, it's pretty good.
Yes.
Glenn last night, when he was talking about being retold
retold our true story.
Yeah, go one of you in the back. In the back, and then we'll come back up.
Let your body communicate what your heart is saying to the Lord. Mm-hmm.
I just like writing on the board. I'm really bad. You said body communicate
what your heart is saying to the Lord.
Okay.
Bread broken in the hands of Jesus is not useless.
Yeah. Similar to that, yeah. It's not useless, like bread broken in the hands of Jesus, not useless.
I didn't finish that one though.
Oh, sorry. Maybe that's why my writing's so bad. What your heart is
saying.
Uh-oh. I'll try my best.
Professor.
I have professors already.
Professor.
I do have a go.
Let's just do like one more. And
what
then
your heart is saying.
Yes.
To the Lord. To
yes.
From John 17, you love them as much as you love me, and then may they experience the perfect unity that the world will know. It just talks about becoming one as Christ and the Father are.
I have a question. So, for those that write already, how many start with words? Like, so I write words, and then I figure out a melody later. Okay. How many start, like, I just might be playing a progression, or, and then, I mean, they both work. I was just curious. I might start with a progression, and then a melody would come, and then I make. Depends? Okay, I was just, different process.
Yeah.
Which one you want to move? Which side you want to tackle? So we have unity and bread.
Yeah. So we have something about brokenness, giving. Then we have one about unity in the nation. I think you could try to pull all those themes together, and a great hymn writer probably would. But those men and women are mostly dead now. So what's left is us. No. So often, I mean, in the modern scene, whether that's gospel, whether that's modern worship, there is a common theme. So I think we've at least got, we all agree, at least two fairly different themes. I think we could go with either. And again, this may totally flop, and this is just an exercise of brainstorming and trying, and don't ever do this with this many people. Do it with three, four, maybe.
Yes, don't songwrite with 30 people.
Let's we're in America. Let's be democratic.
Right.
What do you think? Can we vote?
Who wants to do unity?
Unity nations. One, two, three, four. It's going to be split right down the middle. That's about half the room. Who wants to do bread broken?
Who's not going to raise their hand?
That's slightly less. So who didn't vote? Who doesn't want to do anything and wish they didn't come to this class and wish they would have went with Pastor Joel and the big chair? No. That was slightly
more on the unity side.
Bigger.
Okay.
Slightly.
Unity it is.
So what do you start
complete
with?
Unity about?
I start if it's something like this. I try to start with prayer.
No,
I really do. Like, I'm not joking. Like, especially when it's not. I'm not in this worship. Most of the things that I've written that I've done anything with are in spontaneous worship that then I craft later with friends. So I would pray, and the others I would. I mean, we kind of did that. We had a scripture. Like, is there a scripture to at least be inspired by? So, would want just one or two people pray for us now, or invite the Spirit. Yeah.
Lord, I just thank you so much that
Let's just sing some of these themes spontaneously. Let's try that. There's lots of ways you could go. just on your own as she's playing this. We may end up in a screamo punk song, but just let melodies arise. Let your song arise as you've resonated from this the things today. Every nation will know you. Two. That's where the collaboration, because like what we were doing would work in a flow, like,
yeah.
But you can take that same, the melody and total, I mean, you can do it as total up tempo. Like, this could be a gathering song. Like, it could be like Israel Houghton 1995. Let's leave that for a second and check that other, yeah.
Yes, you had an idea, and then was there a question or an idea? Or a thought?
A thought.
Yes?
I'm bringing the bread in.
As we break
the bread around the table.
As we break the bread, come unify us.
As we break the bread.
All right, just right there, yeah.
As we come to your table. As we gather,
yep.
As we gather, help me, too many syllables, and then break, yeah,
yep,
as we
right
break your bread, gather table,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
Bread, broken bread,
with pencil, all right, you said you had an idea too, okay, let's keep playing this, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. Things like this, they go away really quick. So like, email yourself, record yourself, write it down. Particularly if you're not, if you can't just notate something, record it. Call yourself. In old days, people would call their own answering machine and so capture those, because sometimes those are the best things and they're gone.
And I'm like, oh, it was good. Lord, bring it back.
I mean, some of the guys from Bethel are really good. You'll see them. They're not checking their phones, but like, they're recording their spontaneous moments so they can. I don't know if you do that. Ian, do you ever pick up your phone during worship and sing it to make sure you don't lose it? Like that.
I used to record all of my band.
Yeah.
I record every rehearsal and every service, because like, if something happened. I'm gonna forget. You can ask me right afterwards, and I'm like, you ready? You got it? Yes.
Worship the Lamb.
We're switching places between, what is it, every nation, every tribe?
Every nation, every tribe.
I don't remember it already. I forgot already. So,
sing that. And you're, what were you suggesting? Keep, sing it over.
Because you have two
Yeah.
Having two and four.
So can you sing it?
As opposed to one and four.
Sing what she said.
Sing what
it's collaboration.
Sing your idea. Just so we
know. So
every
tribe, every nation, every tongue worship. Because nation and land. So the first, just as a...
It's just ideas. Don't get upset.
Go back to the beginning. What was...
I forgot his already.
The opening bit. The very opening bit.
What was your first phrase?
Just as...
Every tribe and every nation. Every tribe.
Come and unify us.
Yeah, that one. What was that one?
Oh, okay.
Who said let me play? That's what I'm talking about. She said I was going.
That's why you need scribes.
Yes.
Sons of
Tell. Oh, yeah, that one. That one.
Just as you and the Father are one. I'm trying to pull in now the table is open for all. Come unify us as we break the bread. As we drink and... Yeah, you got it. Hang on. Sorry. I shushed you. Sorry.
Lord, would you break
us? Yeah. Jam,
wait,
sorry.
Is anybody else writing these words? I can't read his. Is anybody?
You're recording some of these.
I'm recording it all.
Can somebody write these words down? Cause
yes. I'm not great to do that.
I can't read his.
I don't know how this can work possibly, but it's a little bit different. But it kind of goes like, let love permeate and flow from church God.
Yeah. 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 Don't apologize. It's a great idea. Like,
this on is Revelation 7,
uh-huh.
And they go on to declare some powerful things.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if I'm like looking, I could go any direction. It's like, all right, every nation, tribe, and tongue. It says, first off, the people, every nation, they're crying out, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And then it says all the angels and the creatures proclaim, amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. So kind of like, almost like the merging of those two verses of like, kind of going into the throne zone.
Yeah.
Just getting into like proclaiming what we will proclaim for eternity.
Give me some of those words.
That's the context of this unity that we're talking
about. Give me some
about.
Of those
it's
words
like,
you threw at the end.
It's forever. Forever God is grateful.
Let's see here.
I heard salvation
what it says praise, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor.
Sorry. Wait, you said what?
So praise and glory.
Praise and glory.
We can just pick and choose some.
Guys, praise and glory, what else?
Wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Honor.
Power.
And strength to
yeah.
our God forever and ever. Amen.
Is it bad I already have a song from this verse?
Power.
And I want to Is it bad I already have a song from this verse and I want to throw stuff in there? But I'm not.
Just change the melody.
Yeah. So what was the last one? It was honor.
Power.
Honor and power.
And strength be to our God. So yeah, feeling that just like in generally, like we're talking about unity, we're talking, like Jeremy even talks about, we're talking about us a little bit.
Yeah.
But like we're around the throne to proclaim him, all of these things, you know? Like, so kind of by the, whether it's the bridge or something like shifting into like that high praise, like lifting him, you know?
And with that, I think we can add like Matthew's like 26, when he talks about like take and eat, like this is my body, like do this in remembrance of me. So kind of, you know, going back to the idea of like the bread, but also the unity, like getting like receiving unity through like the sacrament of communion.
So good. So here, put pause for a second. Here's the point where you have about 35 potential.
Yeah.
Not quite. And now we're starting to create, which is good.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it in collaboration, someone has to take it. Some of my friends that do this a lot, like usually it's one person bringing their idea and then they're using others to gather it. So they have the ultimate ownership, but they're inviting others into the process. This is different because this is kind of all our songs now.
Yeah.
So at some point in this process, you're going to have to somebody's going to make a decision and, no, we're not going to do what Ian said, we're going to do this. Or no, we're going to do what Ian said, but actually use the melody that you wrote on every tribe, every tongue, every nation, worship the Lamb.
Yeah.
And like, does that make sense? I mean, we're almost at that point.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yep. You want me to make the call? I can do it.
Yeah, right.
I have no problem.
I got this.
I have no problem. See, that's... But that's me. I'd be like, okay, nah, we're going to do this part. And then.
Just as you and the fire.
That's definite. Gotta stay.
The fires.
Yeah, that has
every,
to.
What do we do? Every
tribe and every tongue.
Every tribe and every tongue. Communifiers.
I like this idea.
Every nation.
I like this idea. Because we're worshiping, because hers is the worship around the throne, right?
Yeah.
We worship the Lamb. Giving praise.
We're talking musical. It could
and
be a
glory.
3, 4, 5, 6
yes.
rise
actually,
there.
That's
or
what
something.
I'm just playing. That's what
Come
I'm
on,
playing.
Bring it.
Right here. Yes. And
just start
some
climbing.
Things I love about scripture.
Start
you can
ascending.
You can just straight sing it. Like I don't have to form this into anything.
Mm-hmm.
I could just
yeah.
Right. Now we're going back to the songs I grew up on, like him singing Seek Ye First. I could just straight sing this scripture.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a progression. I just want you to just sing this. Individually. Just sing these words. You don't have to add, you don't have to make up nothing. All right?
Totally.
What are the words?
Oh.
What's the scripture that might be?
We're going from Revelation 7.
We're going to start here.
It'll be 12.
Yeah, 12.
So salvation belongs.
No, we're going to start
here. Sorry, praise and glory. Wisdom and thanks, honor and power, and strength to our God.
Bring it.
Am I in the words, in the way of the words? I'm sorry.
I'll move. Oh, God.
No, you're good right there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Thank you. my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Wait,
sorry,
were you
sorry. No, I wasn't. She.
All right.
Sing it again, everybody. That's fine.
And then we're just gonna keep going. Anybody else just throw stuff? Throw it up.
Sing that one again. Yeah. Everyone, go.
Wisdom and strength, honor and power to our God.
If you like, I mean, if you like to change God's word, I get no. No, it does. Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. Strength to his, to your name. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power to your name.
Yeah.
To your name.
It does fit. It rhymes better.
She don't like to rhyme. She doesn't have the time. Too busy drinking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
One more. You got an idea?
Yeah.
Yep.
So can she head off the first line and then everybody else, like a gospel choir, goes, there's something thanks. I'm running power. You know what I mean?
Echo like echo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
it's 4:07.
We started at 5 after. It's 1 hour, right? So we're
sure.
maybe 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. He's the guy who comes in at the last end and wants 10% ownership of your song.
I changed the title of the song.
I can believe it. I can believe it.
So let's just do those three. There was 5 or 6, 7, 8 things that we could bring back in, but the ones we did a bunch was the opening session, the second thing, and then that third. Again, please don't feel the bread was. That's what I just said.
He wrote the bread.
And you had like the brokenness of the bread. And I wrote a come to the table with the bread that brought all the nations. It was a eschatological picture when we're all at the mountain at this, when we're eating together and drinking. But we have three and a half minutes. And we didn't rehearse that and arrange it with the gospel choir. And we got church in 2 minutes. And let's try the just as you and the Father are one.
And then we'll jump to that one.
Come and unify us. Just as you and the Father are one. Come and unify us. Every nation, every tribe.
the harmonies.
Every nation, every tribe, every tongue, let's share the land. Every nation, every tribe, every tongue, let's share the land.
Again, epic.
I thank you for writing us a song.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. No, I mean, there's even with that, like, you could take, there's some harmonic things we need to do to make it interesting. We've got, I'm just being a critic real quick, like, it was epic. But, like, we do every nation, every tribe, every tongue, quite a few, like, in two of the three sections. Maybe that's cool, maybe that'll work if you have some other things, but also that's repetitive, so we might need to adjust one of those.
By the end, the first verse felt like a chorus.
Yeah.
So we went back into it and we're like, oh yeah, that's
okay. Yeah.
Like this, and it's, like I said, different things. Like, I'm weird. I don't like repeating words in songs.
Yeah.
So, like, I would definitely tweak one of those, because we said tribe twice.
In tongues.
Or one of them. We said one of them. But again, so, like, we have, like, a framework. We have a good idea.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are like, all right, that's it. You can't touch my song. It's written in stone. Like, you might be on your way home, like, ooh, I have an idea. Like, it still can grow. You can still develop, still massage it, still try different things. It was great, the way it came together, like, yes, but then have to stop, and, like, it's the song's finished. Let's sing it tonight for communion.
You're playing.
I'm playing some. We're gonna pull you on stage. I am playing tonight, so we could do that.
And sometimes that's like the Fight My Battles. Like, that was a song that then they did the next week. You know the story. Like, so some of these could just be spontaneous riffs that you use slightly less spontaneous than you did the week before. That's part of it. Also to recognize, like, songs. Some of them need to sit in the cellar for months, years, like fine wine, and others like just need to be written, take it away, and smack. I mean, if you were doing a missions conference that was around the table of the Lord and the bread and stuff, you might need to finish this next week. And it's actually a good habit to do a little of both, where some things just sit there for years and years and years, and then others, like, you know what, we've got an album that we're going to do as a church, and I'm supposed to write a song, I'm going to write one. And it's good to have that tension of, I need to write something by the end of the day, and also I'm gonna let this one sit and take it.
Any questions or any questions?
Concerns.
You said what?
Or concerns.
I just want to say, if these people are seeing this song about beauty and by Christ.
Yeah, look, hey.
What's happening?
That's one of my songwriting partners right there. You'll see her later. You should have heard the song that they wrote for us, Cleese. You should have heard it. They wrote a song. Can we do it one more time? Yeah.
Just as you and the Father are one,
coming unify us. Every tribe and every tongue, coming unify us. Every tongue worship the Lamb. Every nation, every
Yeah.
She can send like that whole.
Oh yeah, send it to me.
Yeah.